All right, let's go to John, I mean Acts chapter 3. See if we can stay on Acts today. Everybody there? Let's go on. We're going to go back to 2 just for a minute. In verse 44, it says, "And all that believed were together and had all things common, and sold their possessions and goods and parted them to all men as every man had need. And they continually, daily, with one accord in the temple, and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their food with gladness and singleness of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord added to the church daily as such should be saved." It's interesting that while I'm studying and teaching on Acts, and all the people had all things in common and there was great respect, and reading Eusebius' church history about the unbelievable persecutions that the Christians had leading up to Constantine, they took pleasure in figuring out new and more cruel ways to kill the Christians if they wouldn't. They didn't have to deny Christ, but they just had to give equal attention to their own little gods. And they wouldn't. And the persecution... The persecution that they endured was so unbelievable. I mean... They were burned alive. They were fed to the pigs and lions and whatever else. And it was not very many believers. They very, very few did what they wanted him to, saying that Christ was just one of the gods. And I mean, if I was going to bring that book and read another chapter, but it's too weird.
It's too disturbing to read. Wow.
Huh?
Is it too disturbing?
Well, yeah, because it makes our form of Christianity a joke.
Yeah.
I mean,
I was reading in Matthew this morning about you should be hated of all men. Again.
Well, anyway. Now in chapter 3. "Now Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the ninth hour. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, was carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of them that entered into the temple. Who, seeing Peter and John about to go into the temple, asked them an alms." This man's a gift. "And Peter, fastening his eyes upon him with John, said, 'Look on us.' And he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. Then Peter said, Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have I give thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. And he, leaping up, stood and walked and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. And all the people saw him walking and praising God, and they knew that it was he which sat for alms at the beautiful gate of the temple. And they were filled with wonder and amazement at that which had happened unto him. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, and all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. Now, instead of that, we have Benny Hinn and Copeland. And us being silent, fundamentally. As you know, I've talked many times about what is needed in the church today is the third wave. The first wave was Christ's resurrection. The second wave was Luther's incredible courage. And we need the third wave. All this stuff that goes on in the name of God is just making me sick. I have one brief story I want to tell. It's happened quite a few times that someone was healed when I laid hands on them. But this was an amazing one. I knew this... I can't even remember his name right now. But anyway, I had met him through somebody that came here, and I can't remember who it was, but he called me late one night, and his fiancée was in just a few hours' time, her... countenance changed, her body turned this yellow kind of weird color, and they had taken her to Parkland, and the doctors didn't know what to do, and they said, and so anyway, he called me, it was close to midnight, and asked me to come down there, and I did, and she looked like she had, you know, as an old woman. I mean, it was just awesome to see whatever disease it was had just ravaged her so quickly. And the doctors said she probably isn't going to live. I mean, she's going to die by morning, is what they said. And so the doctors left, and I, with this gentleman, I laid hands on her. Essentially said, you're healed in the name of Jesus. By 9 o'clock the next morning, she had been released. And it was frightening in one way to me. It was almost like I didn't even want that kind of it almost became a show. I don't know how to explain it, but I mean, if we believe in this God who made heaven and earth, and we believe in his anointed one, his son, and we know that he was resurrected from the dead, then how can we be silent? How can we do all this crazy stuff and yet we're silent? Not been any reproduction of people and for a long time. It's like we become insular again. And it's just makes me crazy. Anyways, anybody have any response to that? I didn't want to go on a rant, but I guess I did a minor rant. All right, back to Acts chapter 3, starting in burn down to verse 12. Well, let's start in 11 again. And as the lame man which was healed held Peter and John, all the people ran together unto them in the porch that is called Solomon's, greatly wondering. There are a bunch of things that happened with Christ and others at that particular place called Solomon's porch. But I don't feel like going through that today. And when Peter saw it, he answered unto the people, "Ye men of Israel, why marvel you at this? Or why look so earnestly on us, as though by our power or holiness we had made this man to walk? The God of Abraham and of Isaac and of Jacob, the God of our fathers, hath glorified his son Jesus, whom you delivered up and denied him in the presence of Pilate, who was determined to let him go. But you did not, you denied the Holy One and the Just One, and desired a murderer to be granted unto you." And remember, that was Barnabas, or something like that. And on Passover, it was normal for the high priest to free someone that is, you know, that had been arrested for whatever reason. And they did it every Passover, at least one, sometimes more than one. And the same people who a few days before had laid their cloaks on the ground and palm branches welcoming Jesus and praising God, the same people, when Pilate asked them who shall be saved, because he wanted to release Christ, they all called for this murderer. He was a sect leader that was trying to overthrow the Jewish government, and they said, "We want this murderer." And now we have to see, in order for us to fully comprehend this mystery of God, that if we had been there, we would also have either been silent or yelled, "Crucify him." And so your hands and our hands are not clean. And you can say till hell freezes over, "Well, if I was there, I wouldn't have yelled, "Crucify him." I'd bet my bottom dollar that you would have. When he, in those 4 days period of time, from the 10th of Nisan, when he entered the temple, or made his way to Jerusalem, and for 4 days, that's the 4 days that you inspect the Passover lamb to make sure there were no blemishes. And the real lamb that of God that was the type and the sheep that they investigated found him to be impure. Which is, you know, I know that if I were, you know, my mind said, "Man, if I were there, I wouldn't have yelled, "Crucify him." Oh, yes, you would have. Because he was a threat to every form of thought on the face of the earth. He was a threat to every value system that has ever been in existence. And how would we all crucify him the same way everybody else did? Everybody understand that? Well, now the fun begins. Peter speaking. You denied the Holy One and the Just and desired a murderer to be granted unto you and killed the Prince of Life whom God had raised from the dead, whereunto we are witnesses. And his name through faith and his name through faith in him hath His name hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is given, or which is by him, hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. And now, brethren, I wot that through ignorance you did it, as did also your rulers. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer. You know that word Christ is just the word for...
Word Messiah, right?
Huh?
Messiah, right?
No, it's the anointed one. That's what it really means. But anyway. But verse 18. But those things which God before had showed by the mouth of all his prophets that Christ should suffer, he hath fulfilled. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heaven must receive until that the times of the restitution of all things which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall you hear in all things whatsoever he shall say to you. And it shall come to pass that every one which will not bear that prophet, will not hear that prophet, shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that followed after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold these years or these days. You are the children of the prophets and of the covenant which God made with you, with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Unto you, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you, and turning away every one of you from his iniquities. Now, for the first time since the crucifixion, they're going to arrest Peter and John. Remember, John And when, remember, we sit at the Passover table and we sit by age. And to the right of us, whoever is the chief of the feast, to the right is the youngest, and it goes then counterclockwise until the oldest. And they recline for the Passover, and they're at soft pillows all over the place. Well, sort of like we try to do. And Christ laid his head on the breast of the oldest, which was Judas. And the next to the oldest was Matthew, and then on down, and then all the way around to the one that laid his head on the breast of Christ was John. John wasn't more than probably 15 or 16 years old at this time, maybe a little older. But Peter was probably third oldest. I mean, anyway, that's not important. But what is important is the idea that John was probably a little bit younger than Stuart. And since I'm the oldest, I would be the one that denied. I mean, I would be I'd be Judas. It just makes me crazy to see what we have done to this mystery. Well, let's read some more. And as they spake unto the people, the priests and the captain of the temple and the Sadducees came upon them, being grieved that they taught the people and preached through Jesus the resurrection from the dead. And they laid hands on them and put them in hold, or a holding, which was a jail, but it wasn't like a bad jail. It was just they were locked up. And hold unto the next day, for it was now eventide. Albeit many of them which heard the word believed, and the number of men, the number that believed from that incident was about 5,000.
Well, that's even more than the ones that believed.
At Pentecost, it was 3,000.
Yeah.
And it came to pass on the morrow that the rulers and the elders and scribes and Annas the high priest and Caiaphas. Now Annas and Caiaphas were co-high priests. That's one of the few times in history that happened. One was a son, the other was a parent, the father. And they sort of changed off and both had equal authority. And both of them crucified Christ. But anyway. And Annas the high priest and Caiaphas and John and Alexander, John and Alexander are two other leaders of the temple. But as many as were of the kindred of the high priests were gathered together at Jerusalem. And when they had set them, John and Peter, in the midst, they asked, by what power or by what name have you done this? And Peter, filled with the Holy Ghost, said unto them, you rulers of the people and elders of Israel, if we this day be examined of the good deed come to the impotent man, by what means he is made whole, be it known unto you all, and to all the people of Israel, that by the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, even by him doth this man stand here before you whole. This is the stone which was set at naught of you builders, which is become the head of the corner. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we may be saved. So this was like a minor arrest. He just had to stay one night in jail, and now they're going to release them. But that's probably enough for today. Any response to any of this? Am I the only one that's crazy?
Are you the only one that's crazy? No.
Yeah, yesterday, got picked up from the front. I was taking an Uber, and I was surrounded by another Christian. It was interesting because we were having a conversation, and I don't know too much about this yet. I mean, it just came in, but I don't know. It is freaking me, like you're saying. You know, it's just sort of there's taking away the mystery, and I understand that. And you know, he was just almost fervent about it when he was telling me about it. Baptist, telling me about all these. Them, I don't know what you call them.
Evangelists.
Yeah, he was, you know, telling him he saved him, and all that, and you know, I just didn't know how to respond to it. It was weird, because you know, I don't know. Yeah.
You don't have to. Let me say this to you, Barry. I've known you since before you were you. Don't worry about anything. You're in the hands of God.
Amen.
So don't worry about what you don't know. But don't ever be afraid or hesitant if something comes up and you want to ask a question about it. Or if you disagree. I like it when... See, the one that always disagrees with me is sitting... He usually sits in that seat. So that's... never mind, I don't care about it. But, and it's good because it challenges everything. I want to be challenged in every possible way that we would be of one mind, one
I mean, yeah, there are times when I look at this foundation and, you know, I'll see something completely differently, you know. And at times I'll really, like, it'll be a really beautiful thing, and at times it'll be almost a very uncomfortable, like, machination.
No, I know.
And it's just a fight between that, really.
All right. Think on these things. Take it, big guy. Ha! I got 2 minutes of rollover time. Oh, only a minute and 6 seconds.